Well, no matter what, the regime is weakened already, and they're going to be weakened. The question is like which path they're going to take in order to maintain power. Honestly, the regime basically has two options. One is to basically, after the death of Raisi, to back down and allow more voices, even people, insiders of the regime, to have some role and some kind of a play. Ironically, today just on the burial ceremony of Raisi, the three former living presidents of this regime, Khatami, Ahmadinejad, and Hassan Rouhani, were not there. That tells you something. And these are people who were involved in the regime over the years. So it shows the depth of the problem. Now, what is Khamenei going to do? He's going to allow them room to play. If he does, then he has to take other steps, and this will really unravel the whole thing, which I don't think the regime is going to go that path. There's no indication it will go that path. And then the other option is to actually go harder, more terrorism, more repression, more money and resources to the proxies in the region, hoping that this will save the regime. But this will further deepen the divide between the people and the regime. So either way they go, they're going to be doomed. And I think that's what needs to be understood here in Washington. This is not a regime that is acting out of power and prowess and all of that. To the contrary, this is a highly vulnerable regime, hated and rejected by its own population. So US government, European countries, Congress, they need to side with the people of Iran, with the organized resistance, those who are on the ground fighting and trying to bring about change in Iran.
You're talking about Iran engaging in even more terrorism. Elaborate a little bit on their capabilities.
Their capabilities to carry out terrorism? Well, one of the things that the regime has done recently, they're relying heavily on foreign elements or people who are not were not necessarily usually in their network of Islamic extremists that they were you have been using in carrying out activities. Now they are outsourcing. They're bringing in people who were involved just in criminal activities, in drug dealings, other criminal activities, hiring them to kill and murder. There have been many cases as such. Look at the case of Professor Alejo Vidal-Quadras, the former vice president of European Parliament, that a few months ago he was shot in point-blank range in Spain. And he was absolutely lucky that he survived, and the bullet just went from one side of the face and came out from the other side through the mouth, and he miraculously survived. But who was behind it? These were basically criminal gangs that the regime had hired. A few years ago, they did the same thing here in Washington. Right now, there is a case in Maryland that some Canadian nationals were hired by the Iran regime to carry out terror. So that's what the regime has been relying on. And I think the best way to even counter that, you need to hold the regime accountable for every single act of terrorism. Instead of getting engaged in quid pro quo and giving more money and more resources and releasing some hostages in exchange and all of that, all of those things would lead to further benefiting terrorism and continuation of terrorism. And that's what we've seen over the past few years. That needs to be changed.
And one more thing about this terrorism problem. They, not just inside Iran and in, the US, et cetera, but all over the region have had their fingerprints on terrorist activities. The traditional groups that they normally work with, are they out of the picture? Are they weakened? Is that the reason they're turning to these criminal gangs, et cetera? Why exactly is that happening?
I think it's a combination of all of that. They are running out of resources in order to use their own like diehard supporters in doing that. Second, in so many cases, their agents were caught, their diplomats were caught. In the case of the 2018 plot to bomb the huge gathering of 100,000 people in Paris of the NCRI, where Mrs. Rajavi and so many Americans were there, it was uncovered, and the guy, the diplomat of the Iran regime, was sentenced, convicted, sentenced to 20 years imprisonment by the Belgian government. And only a few years after that, before he finishes the term, he was returned to Iran. So the regime, feels okay, now let's bring in some new elements while maintaining all the other activities, just figuring out how they're going to play with it. But the fact is that they're more reliant on terrorism now than they were before. The weaker they get, the more they're going to step up their terror and warmongering in the region. That explains why, you know, the things happening since October 7th. Why now? Why, you know, all of those elements, you know, play into it. And that's why either way you look at things, whether it's the nuclear program, the missile program, all of that, the real solution lies in the change of the regime in Iran. The head of the snake of war and terror lies in Tehran, so does the solution. And that's what the Iranian people are trying to do. And that's what I hope the death of Raisi will be a step in that direction, and the world understands also and would refrain from giving legitimacy and support and money and resources to the regime.
Ali Reza Jefarzadeh is Deputy Director of the Washington Office of the National Council of Resistance of Iran. J.J. Green, WTOP News.